if it's happening everywhere else in the world, believe that it will happen here. It's just a matter of time.
What a difference a year makes. It was just about a year ago when I came home from a retail convention in Toronto feeling really kind of blue, feeling that Canadian companies just weren't getting into taking e-commerce seriously. It was very frustrating. It just didn't seem to be happening. Well, I've just come back from the e-tail conference in Toronto, and I've got to say, it was so thrilling how many retailers in this country are finally jumping seriously into e-commerce. I think it's finally Canada's time, and I'm thrilled that that's happening. Anyway, one of the people that I met at the convention was the fellow I'm interviewing on today's episode, which is episode 72 of the Frank Online Marketing Show. Oh, yes. And I am Tema Frank, your host. I interviewed Sean Clark, who is the CEO of ShoeMe.ca, which, according to him, is Canada's leading online shoe retailer. He started it about 19 months ago, and it's been experiencing triple-digit growth. It does help that one of his major backers has been the founder of another big Canadian success story, Clearly Contacts, also now known as Coastal in Canada. In this wide-ranging interview, we talk about several topics, including things like how he feels that he can compete against companies like Amazon, and the challenges for a startup of convincing distributors in Canada that having a pure-play internet retailer doesn't mean shoddy quality or price dumping. So enjoy the interview, and I will chat with you briefly afterwards.
My name is Sean Clark. I'm the president and co-founder of ShoeMe.ca. We are Canada's online fashion innovator, is how we'd like to be known. We are currently Canada's leading online shoe retailer. So we have started in the shoe category with great success. We started selling in August of 2012, so we've been operating now for about 19 months, so still under 2 years, and we've had triple-digit growth, you know, since the beginning. We now have two facilities, over 30 employees. So we've got a facility in Toronto, got a facility in Vancouver, over 30 employees. We've got over 150 brands live on the site. You know, we're dealing with all the major footwear vendors, including designer, comfort, outdoor athletic, and, you know, did I miss any? Action sport, I guess. So really, our vision is to be the Zappos of Canada.
Okay.
We really believe that Canadians have been underserved in the e-commerce market. You know, we're here to change that. And just anecdotally, as a side note, my experience is with clearlycontacts.ca.
Okay.
I used to be a director in Clearly Contacts. I ran the Australian business, so I lived in Sydney. And when I was there, I witnessed a company much like ours today start called StyleTread, and they were carbon copying the Zappos model and did the online model. And they were acquired last summer. They had huge growth, and so. You know, and I'd spent time in Europe, so I was familiar with Zalando and, you know, very familiar with Zappos. I essentially came back and I said, why isn't there one in Canada? And I posed that question. And at the same time, my wife said, well, we don't know why there is one, but can you go down to Point Roberts and pick up the shoes that I bought off Amazon?
Right.
So there was a lot of macro data to support, you know, that e-commerce in Canada was ripe and was ready to flourish. And anecdotal data of, like, my wife being, like, are no good Canadian websites to shop on that have fashionable clothing, great service, and great selection. So I basically set out to make that happen.
So why do you think you're managing to accomplish this when so few are in Canada? What's different with you?
Great question. I think that...
Okay.
Roger Hardy, who is the CEO and founder, is a principal investor in ShoeMe. So he understands e-commerce. Many of the board members and investors that are investing in ShoeMe are involved in the e-commerce landscape in one form or another at a very, very large scale. So they understood the opportunity. And the one statistic that got me going was that in Canada, only 2% of the footwear was purchased online in 2012.
Wow. And what is it in the United
States? It's about 17%. to 20%
in the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in Europe, it's high teens as well. Every other advanced economy in the world has, you know, e-commerce penetrations that are way higher in Canada, specifically footwear. There are upwards 10, 15, even 20% of the market. So that was the statistic that really got me going. And then within that, most of the footwear that was purchased online, out of that 2%, went to U.S. firms, cross-border.
Ouch. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So basically, nobody had figured it out in Canada because high shipping costs. You know, any entrepreneur that knows e-commerce went down to the U.S. in a market 10 times the size. Why wouldn't they?
Right.
I think that was one of the main reasons why Canada lags behind all other advanced economies, just because the proximity to the U.S. has hurt us.
Right.
But now I think that Canadians are becoming much more savvy, and there's a demand pull from the market to have selection and service online.
Mm-hmm.
Really, at the end of the day, we're trying to bring quality brands and quality products to every person's computer, no matter where they are in Canada. And we do that with free shipping on any order.
Okay, so how do you afford that? I keep hearing from retailers that they can't.
Well, we you know, we don't compete on price. So we compete solely on selection and service, much like Zappos in the U.S. In fact, I wouldn't have been able to get this far had I been a price dumper, because nobody would have opened up with me. But essentially, how we're able to afford it is because we don't have expensive overhead on fixed costs for retail shops on Robson Street or on Bloor Street. So our business model is different than traditional brick and mortar retailers, specifically footwear retailers. Now, the reason why I'm able to execute on this is because of my experience with Clearly Contacts. It taught me specifically how to drive traffic to websites, convert those customers, and then ship them a good.
So what are some of the things you learned from that? Give me some examples.
Well, our marketing strategy in Canada, Clearly Contacts was doing marketing strategies that many UK and US e-commerce companies had been doing for 10 years. And Clearly Contacts was putting those strategies in. You know, there's many tactics and strategies within that: paid search, organic, SEO, SEM, display, affiliates, email marketing, all of the above. But I think that we really just own those and became experts and leading experts on you know, anything from UI experience to drive up your conversion rate on your website to basically top of funnel, filling it with traffic. We are experts in that, and that's what I learned from Clearly Contacts. That, and I also learned how to ship boxes, so logistics. So we're a marketing and logistics company. So I have no experience in shoes. Now I have a lot, but it was kind of.
And your wife gets good deals on them now.
Oh yes. But at the end of the day, I think why I was able to succeed where many others had failed in terms of launching an online shoe store in Canada was that. It was my core competency. E-commerce was my core competency. Many other people, like shoe retailers, have tried to launch a website. Some distributors have tried to launch a website. But all their capital is tied up in their core competency of selling shoes.
Right.
We came in and basically said, let us do the internet. Let us do the e-commerce. And then, you know, the shoes, you guys are the shoe experts. We're the e-commerce experts. And now we're both.
Right. So you've made the comment about being essentially a logistics company to a large extent. What is involved in setting up your systems so that they really do work with the kind of efficiency that's required and the kind of customer service that's required if you want to be the Zappos of Canada?
Right. So, I mean, that's a great question. We're a data company. We're creating a technology platform, and shoes are the widget right now that we're applying to it. We've had to develop a lot of our software platform in a custom dev environment.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. We want, for one, because we're pulling from 90 different suppliers, inventorying, we're drop shipping, we're cross docking, we're doing so many different things that you can't just have one solution.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, and then, you know, we've got an e-commerce website, so our website is our store. So we use Shopify just anecdotally, and I'm happy to, you know, I'm happy to say that they've been great, based out of Ottawa, and they've really grown with us. We've turned into one of their enterprise clients, and so we have more of a working relationship. But that's been our front end, and then the back end in terms of organizing all of our distributors and all the suppliers and all the logistics flow. We've created all those systems ourselves. So we've got four full-time, computer science engineers from UBC working here. And that's kind of what's adding value right now as well.
Right.
So we're not just selling shoes, we're creating a platform. And so obviously why I said that we were Canada's online fashion innovator is because, you know, there's a huge opportunity in shoes, but there's also a huge opportunity in apparel and accessories, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, we haven't done any of it yet, but our vision is, of course, to, you know, bring quality brands direct to Canadians.
I was going to say, shoes are arguably, shoes and clothes, more complex than contacts, which have a smaller number of suppliers and choices. Is that accurate? Is it much more complex doing what you're doing?
Some would say that there's just as many, if not more, SKUs in contact lenses because there's so
really? Different.
I mean, sure, you've got different fits, right? So your SKU count goes from a negative 10 to a positive 10 in one product. Shoes, you've got, you know, one size run. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, we've been inspired by Amazon and Zappos. So we've created a chaotic storage license plating system with our warehouse, both of our warehouses. Apparel is a total different beast. Shoes are complicated enough. Yes, there's many SKUs, there's size runs, there's widths, there's colors. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're a logistics company, you have to be able to handle a high SKU count, right? And your systems just have to be able to scale. And we've built Shumi with that vision of being able to handle a scalable amount of SKUs and products.
Now, Zap had been in Canada for a while, and then they withdrew. But my understanding is they didn't actually have a Canadian shipping center. Why do you think they haven't come back?
So in 2009, Zappos opened up a warehouse in Mississauga. So they did actually break ground.
Well, they did have, okay.
Yeah, and it was up for 2 years, and they pulled out in May 2011.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons why I kind of started it, because they pulled out. You know, I think at the end of the day, Canada is a complex country because it has different wants of customers, different needs. There's French. The border is very much an issue. It's prohibitively expensive. It's prohibitively, complicated to get goods back and forth. And I think Zappos, one, they were just saying that they couldn't provide the level of customer service that they are committed to.
So how do you deal with the sorts of issues that they were having? I mean, you still have to get stuff to the country. Most of it's not manufactured in Canada.
We're actually dealing directly with Canadian distributors. We're in effect a Canadian retail store, which is another reason why we've succeeded where others have failed.
And the pricing then on the shoes, once you, I mean, Canadian prices are typically higher than American prices, but you don't have to worry about duties and all that. Do you find that the prices end up being comparable to what people would pay if they were to be paying customs and duties?
We're actually working on something right now with our product pages as of like a compare at shop. So if you were to buy this on Amazon or Zappos or shoes, you don't, shoes.com, it'll say it's an $89 shoe or $100 shoe for simplicity. Where in Canada, it would be $125. But what you don't see is the duty.
Yeah.
And the ship.
That's interesting, though, that you're not afraid to go right out there and show those prices and the price comparisons. How can a company your size compete against an Amazon?
Great question. So the Amazon question, I knew it was coming.
Had to.
So with e-commerce rates being so low in Canada, and specifically footwear,
mm-hmm.
footwear in Canada is a $7 billion market. And when it rises to 10%, that's a $700 million pie. The way that we see Amazon is complementary to our business. In the U.S., there's many, there's many competitors in the online space. And for us, if there's more selection online, it'll change Canadian consumer behavior to actually look online first, primarily.
That's true.
So the theory is that all boats rise with the tide.
Yeah. So why would somebody then choose to shop with you rather than, let's say, with Amazon.ca?
Because we have a selection. Right now, our selection is fantastic, and that's how we compete. We also, we're a Canadian company, and that's important to people, that they know that they're shopping with a Canadian company. So
right.
there are those two aspects that at least will get us this far. And, you know, they can't beat us on price because they have to match our price. So we're competing on selection and service. And we'd like to think that we're a young, fun startup in Canada that is creating an engaged, returning customer database that will continue to come back to us.
So let's talk a bit about that. What do you do to create an engaged database? What
gets well, them? We're, you know, very, very active on social media.
Okay.
We engage customers with product reviews, referrals. We do many things to keep the customer. We want the customer to have just a positive all around experience, and so
right.
many touch points, fair prices, fast shipping, hassle free returns, you know, and friendly service.
So what have been the biggest challenges that you've faced in since setting up and getting to the point where you're at now?
The challenges have been establishing the buying relationships. Many people wouldn't sell to us because we're online only.
Really?
I had to do a lot of charming and convincing.
So what was their fear, that you wouldn't be able to order enough consistently enough, or what?
Yeah, it was just a very dated way of doing business. It was just an old school of thought that the internet was synonymous with, you know, not trustworthy, price dumping kind of. Nobody's evolved into, in Canada at least, it wasn't evolved into it being a legitimate channel where it's proven in every other market. So
interesting.
Yeah, it was the perception of many distributors and brands. Many of the brands that were worldwide were like, finally, somebody's doing it in Canada.
Yes.
Well, they were, because, you know, they're doing major business with Zappos, like major, major business. And so they were excited to have that potential in Canada as well, which is what we're bringing right. them. But many others just didn't understand the internet, I suppose.
That is
somebody, really interesting. I'm not even kidding. It's an older, especially the shoe industry, it's an older generation that run it in Canada. So
very interesting. And have you found that some of those have come back to you to talk now that you've shown some traction?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was like a snowball going down the hill.
So what advice would you offer to Canadian entrepreneurs that are thinking they would like to set up a serious e-commerce operation?
Get a good financing partner, because it's not cheap.
Okay.
It is a game that is very expensive to play. But if it's happening everywhere else in the world, believe that it will happen here. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I saw it in every country that I was in. And I just looked around and I said, it's got to happen here.
That's very exciting. Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's exciting to see companies like yours doing what you're doing. I mean, it's interesting, you commented, and I also interviewed another toy seller in Canada, and he was also commenting that it was just hugely expensive to do it right online. So the expenses are in terms of, well, you said a lot of it you put into the actual development of your own systems. What are the other huge expense categories?
Inventory and marketing.
Okay. Do you use affiliate marketing sales or?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I elected to not participate with the affiliate market in Canada, although I'm very aware and, you know, I understand and I've used affiliates in the UK and in the US, but in Canada, okay. They're just, you don't need to. They don't drive the same amount of traffic as they do in the US.
So what type of advertising is most effective for you then?
The basic, you know, display, search, you know, the traditional channels, a lot of email marketing, that kind of stuff.
Is there anything that particularly surprised you in terms of just building the business and getting it to the point that it's at now?
Well, I mean, it surprises me every day. I mean, our growth. I started in my parents' basement suite. And now I'm staring at 30 employees. So, and that was only 19 months ago.
Wow.
So it's pretty incredible.
It's hard to say how successful Shumi is going to be. On the positive side, they've got investors with deep pockets and a lot of experience. And those things are certainly going to help them big time and clearly already have. On the other hand, it doesn't strike me that they've really figured out exactly how they will differentiate themselves. Sean was talking about being a logistics company, a data company, and shoes were just the widget. That doesn't strike me as the kind of passion and excitement for the business that's going to translate through to passionate, committed customers. But that's not to say that it isn't possible for them to actually develop that kind of following and commitment from their customers if they do it right. So we'll see how it goes. But meanwhile, it's just great to have yet another Canadian contender to the Zappos throne. I hope you enjoyed today's interview. I will have more great stuff coming up over the next little while. In fact, I may put out just a couple of mini episodes with interviews that I did at eTail Canada, as well as at the Conference Board's Change Management Conference last week in Toronto. As always, if you haven't had a chance to check out the other episodes, I'd highly recommend that you subscribe to the Frank Online Marketing Show in iTunes or Stitcher, or just pop on over to the website, frankonlinemarketing.com, and click the show link and see what you think. I would really, really appreciate your feedback. When I meet people face-to-face, I'm getting some really awesome feedback. It would be nice to have some of that feedback being shared on iTunes reviews. Just saying, folks. Anyway, please do, if you have a chance, pop on over there and give some feedback on the show. And if you've got any questions or suggestions or thoughts, please do contact me. You can contact me directly, Tema, T-E-M-A, at frankonlinemarketing.com. My Twitter handle is just at Tema Frank. And, of course, you can always phone toll-free 1-866-544-9262. That's it for today. I look forward to chatting with you next week. Bye.